was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door.
Welcome, welcome, Resurrected Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We are on the line with Jeff Staggs, and I tell you, we're getting into some real meat and potatoes of what the problem is here. And Jeff has some ideas. I have some ideas. Jeff, I want to offer to anybody that in your group that will listen, anybody that wants to learn, I will not only will I give regular sessions to, private sessions to, but if they want their youngins to learn and they can get a few of their youngins together around at the same time and they want them to learn the true history of the United States and of the Republic. One of the things that I've been doing, and I'm only one person, is I've been trying to educate people, educate. And I've been trying to use media to of course, force multiply my effort of this effort, you know, with Bruce Ray Riggs and myself. And yep. Many of us have come into this same conclusion, and I am like-minded with you with, you know, it's time to do something. But I want to give the floor back to you for a few minutes because you keep getting interrupted. Well, sorry.
I just want to sum it up this way. All these people that are willing to say they can't go because it's not going to work, or there's not enough people, or they have or they can't go. Here's a question for you. When you're in the FEMA camp, because you are running that organization, they come for you. Will you talk to your brothers then about how to get out? I'm asking you as free men to stand up while we still can.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, Antonin Scalia, I think, I forget whether it was an intern or a reporter or somebody that had asked him before I believed that he was his untimely death, but before his death, they asked him, you know, will we ever see the use of concentration camps again? And he said, and in America here, you know, they were talking about the Japanese, and he said, oh, it's not a matter of if, it's when. You know, I hope not to let it get to that point, of course, like you do, but I mean, these thousands of useful idiots, they're coming at us like, you know, and I try and tell people the same thing when they get all stirred up with Islamic, you know, the jihadi threat. And I said, look, you know, there are things that you need to stand against, you need to be worried about. But the people that you really need to be worried about are these damn banksters who have been funding these folks since the beginning to foment all of these things.
For a purpose.
Yes, yeah, and while we're all focused on the threat that most of us never see in our daily lives, we're experiencing the same threat every day in our daily lives of that damn Federal Reserve note. Now, I don't know how many people know this or not, or if you knew this or not, but the Communist Manifesto made very clear that one of the essential goals to bring communism into a nation was a central banking system. The Federal Reserve Bank, which is neither federal nor reserve, is not just the oligarch's tool to control us. It is one of the tenets of the Communist Manifesto. And yep. And all the while, we hear these Marxists saying, oh, death to capitalism. What do you mean death to capitalism? We haven't had free markets in this country since 1800, since the late 1800s. This is what they've done since the Federal Reserve. Ever since they introduced a debt note rather than actual currency that's based on something of tangible value, they every time they print off Federal Reserve notes, and this is what Ron Paul says too, and this is what he is right about, is that every time they print money, they're counterfeiting it. Every time they do that, they devalue the money in your pocket. When they do that, you can either call it a hidden tax or what he called it is theft. Every single time they print it, they're stealing the value of what's in your pocket. And what do? We've heard these end the Fed movements for, I don't know, for 20 years. And really, to be honest with you, brother, if you really want to get to the root of the head of the evil, it is the, and just like Andrew Jackson said, one of the things that he prided himself on doing, I killed the banks. If we do not stop this fractional reserve insanity debt enslavement, that is what's created all of this. They're distracting us with this. They're distracting us with that. We got mass shootings. We got all of this business being jammed at us.
Some of those mass shootings have interesting timelines. They seem to wash away other headlines.
Yes.
Just, you know, I hate to be a total cynic, but this world's making it pretty easy nowadays. I mean, as soon as one bombshell lands, let's say, oh, I don't know, maybe the FBI director fumbling profusely in front of Congress, all of a sudden we have three guys in Turkey going into an airport looking a bit more SWAT, looking a bit more SEAL than they do like terrorists.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about Turkey. I mean, it happens every time.
I know. They're not even trying. You know, they used to be trying to be real slick about it. But now the public has become the useful idiots that they've sought them to be. And they're swallowing it up. But, you know, we're not swallowing it up. But then again, it's folks like us that are their public enemy number one, because we don't believe their bullshit. I'm on the air. We don't believe this anymore.
I'll give you a real simple one that had an awful lot of people very upset, but there were so many things thrown at them so fast that they forgot completely about it. There were videos after videos of regular guys who were really upset about this transgender bathroom thing, and the idea that someone could declare that mentally they are this to go into and have access to not just bathrooms, but locker rooms at schools. There were an awful lot of regular Joes that were like, not my daughter's bathroom. And they got overwhelmed with a wave of other crap that has totally diluted that anger into just a mesh of crap for them. I don't know what else to say. This world is overwhelming people with issues at this point. And for me, it's become pretty clear. We have to restore the Republic. Now, I don't think I can do that in a nation. I don't think I can do it at all. We need an awful lot of people to come together. Texas may be in the best position to restore the Republic. It may be in the best position to secede, to leave, to perform a secession, whatever. I've been corrected by everybody about which word is right.
Nah, there's a word that's just fine. You can call it U-exit, or U.S. exit, or whatever you want to call it, like Brexit.
All I want to do is restore the Republic, where the rule of law goes back to mattering, and we all agree what the rule of law is. Put the blindfold back on Lady Justice, and choose people of proper ilk, people of balanced ilk, to help hear out cases. I'm not trying to make this slanted toward anyone, any way. I want the same rules for everyone, not different rules for anybody else. I want freedom for my kids. My own kids don't even... My own kids don't even know what I'm saying. To them, I'm just a bigot entertainment at this point.
Oh, boy.
But as an organization, Texas Tactical Patriots is trying to shine a light in places that needs to be shined on, like Wichita Falls, the Bureau of Land Management issue they're having up there. And we're starting to make some headway. We've got a county commissioner who has some of his precincts are on the Red River with families that are threatened by the Bureau of Land Management right now. And we have a state representative coming, representative from District 69 coming. And these people need to get involved. We don't need to be the leader. We need to be followers. We need to hear and obey and do what needs to be done. But They don't need a bunch of guys like us out there being leaders in these things. We need real people to step up. And what we need is those real people that have written their books and written their policies and written their standards and have their websites to come together and to put together a real plan that we can stand behind. And get
well,
ready.
I can tell you this. I traveled from Jersey to go out to the Bundy Ranch, and I've been to Texas, and I've been to Oregon, and, you know, I've brought this education. Oh, my God, the people that I sat with and the people that I watched Chris Ann Hall wake up and the people that I sat and shared information with that had no idea. They were and these are some of the people that had the guts and the moxie to show up, but still didn't have
We've asked Chris Ann to come out to our rally on September 3rd and talk to the people, educate them. We need people like her of her ilk to come out and talk so that more people will be attracted, more people will learn more things. We've reached way up the food chain, okay? We're trying really hard to get those kind of folks to come to this rally. And everybody's, well, I got a conflict with my schedule, or we're doing it a different way. Anyway.
Well, you know, I hear what you're saying, and the first that I heard about your rally was tonight, and I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to make any excuses. Whatever I can to try and be there, and if I cannot be there, what I can do is I can send you material that you can pass out, and I can make myself available to anybody that wants to learn this truth. If they don't learn the foundation, it's kind of like a foundation of a house. If you don't have your foundation built on something solid, and then your house is going to get washed away. Well, I'm a foundation builder. I'm disabled down these days, and I'm trying to do as best I can to run around the country like an idiot. and I'm going to keep on doing that as long as the good Lord paves the way for me to get there. I'll do that. But make myself available, brother.
We'd love to have you. We've got a pretty good list of people that are coming. You know, it's we've got. Let me tell you who all's coming as guest speakers, real quick. Okay. Can I do that? Okay. Let me flip.
Yeah,
over
sure.
Page.
Do whatever you'd like, brother.
Okay. We have Shalice Finnicum coming.
Oh, Shalice Finnicum. Yes.
Yeah, Shalice Finnicum is coming. We have. Let me get this done.
Darren Penny.
I have Ernest Lee coming.
Yeah, General Lee.
Yes. I have Tommy Attaway, Captain Tommy Attaway coming.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gentleman named Timothy Frazier, who's running for a Libertarian candidate for governor of Texas, is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I have James Neighbors of Over Passes of America is coming. And he's bringing Fred Schneider with him. I've got a lady by the name of Stephanie Augustine. She's the warrior woman on Facebook. She's a teacher who is going to tell the plight of what's going on in our schools. She's there for a very specific reason.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to tell everybody what's really going on in their schools and why she's homeschooling her own kids, even though she's a single mother. I've got Doc Green's coming. He's bringing his band. He's going to provide PA and also speak. I've got Crystal Lee Larimore, the lady, the publisher of the Damn Good Times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got two people from Freedom Texas called named Jay Staley and Sharon Darrington coming as guest speakers. And look, you know, whoever comes, we can make room for them. We're trying to, each one of these people are at the head of particular organizations, and we've asked for other ones to come out, and we need other folks to come out.
Sure.
So we're
absolutely
we're not,
well, I will put the word out to everyone. I'll put it up on my website.
Cool.
And we'll give you all of the, I mean, you can come back on the show anytime you like and continue to let us know about it and talk about it, and we can follow it as this emerges.
Well,
I'd be more than happy to do anything.
We're going to try to do one more after that, November, I think it's November the 10th, after the election.
Yep.
It'll either be a party or it will be a, now what? the 12th of November. So, you know, we're trying to set these up in such a way that we kind of set up a path as to what we do if, and then maybe act on it. I'm asking some people to draw up a petition that helps us push our state government into having to put out a referendum on the idea of Texas exit if Hillary's elected. We're trying to get that kind of, we're trying to get that kind of stuff and that kind of pressure put on the situation, literally. And there's people that can write this and write it well, and write it, you know, attorneys that can write this. And you know, I'll be happy to fade to the background. I'm just the voice in the damn desert, okay?
Well, no, I appreciate that, but you see, there's many men that in the true founding of our republic that aren't talked about. Matter of fact, their names somewhat forgotten in history, like the first six presidents that we had before George Washington. You know, folks that if it weren't for them, if it weren't for their sacrifice, their courage, their diligence, and we don't talk about their names like we do Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, and but they existed nonetheless. John Hanson, who kept this republic together at a time when it almost imploded. We're not taught about these men in history because these men really truly had the moxie that was the glue that kept us together. And I think in a way, you know, some of the more popular folks, the Esquires of Great Britain, who were very eloquent and very intelligent, they get remembered quite a bit. But some of these more grassroots folks who had gumption and moxie to stand up and risk their lives and their fortunes and everything that they were. And we don't talk about their names. You know, my family goes all the way back to the 1600s in this country, in this union, or colonies, as it were, back in the day. You know, and a lot of these men from every single war, there's graves on the mountain, our family mountain up there in Vermont, that they're lined up there. And, you know, not everybody remembers their names, but they were men that stood up and they were men that did something. And they backed what they believed in. And it's, you know, today we have so many people that feel so passionately, but we've almost been turned into I don't want to say sissies. That's not the word. It's just over-socialized, over-emotionalized. You'll hear people ranting and screaming, but then when it comes time for 50 of them to stand up together against an injustice, man, you hear crickets.
Yeah, and it's like trying to get Trump people together with Cruz people. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
No.
I mean, some people in some of those camps are so ingrained into those cults of personality that I fear for those folks. Neither one of them are perfect. Both of them have things that can contribute. The best thing we can do is be able to find a way to turn them both into a positive for our country. Not find some way to isolate, and you know, it's just what we do. We turn everyone into idiots and isolate them so that we can move on with our cult of personality. We can all chant the favorite things that the leader's chanting. We like little snippets that we can repeat, feel good about ourselves.
Yeah.
Asking people to put down their Starbucks, take their eyes off, don't come down in their brand new Tahoe. Put a T-shirt on and some blue jeans and come out and stand with your neighbors and learn, like you're talking about, learn from some of these people that know what the real deal is. Hear it from people who are in the know, have done work, studied, that want more people to be educated. Get educated, but come out. You know,
yes,
it's just, I know it's not going to be convenient. It's a three-day weekend. It's the last weekend of the year. I need to go shopping. We want to go out on the boat. We got so many things planned. And I didn't hear about it until just now. Yeah. You know, when will middle America stand up? And my question is, will you stand up in the FEMA camp? That may be the first time they actually stand up at the fence going, how did this happen?
Well, you know, that's what Yuri Bresmenov, the defected journalist from the Soviet Union, made very clear. He said, you know, that most of these folks, it'll take a boot crashing through their door and ending up on their backside before they wake up to say, oh my, something's wrong here. Well, something's wrong here when you have, like I just mentioned earlier, you know, the CCW permit holders are being released. All of their names are being released to the federal government by a state in violation of state law. They don't care about laws. These communists are gangsters. If you look at the history of Marx and Trotsky,
they're going to use the UN to come in and do that stuff, man. This thing's turning over a UN nation. It's so fast, people have no idea. Here in the state of Texas, George P. Bush, the son of the once runner for presidency, George P. Bush, the land commissioner who lives in Florida, land commissioner for Texas, turned over the Alamo to UNESCO. It used to be, I think it was the Sisters of the Confederate, the Sisters of the Republic or something like that. It used to be down there.
Oh, my Lord.
Years, I mean, for over 100 years that Sisters have been running that and giving tours. And George P., he's done a couple things. And, you know, you said earlier, Republicans and Democrats are involved. You better believe it. And it's people that we know and like, and their little sons and daughters, who second and third generation of them, are just a bit much. That's George P. Bush. I'd love to have a conversation with that boy.
Well, here's something that I'm going to share with you that you might not have heard before that might make a lot of sense to you. You know, the neoconservative movement was founded in the late 20s and the early 30s by admitted and outward Trotskyites. So if you take a sit down for this, because it's going to be a gut punch. So essentially, this neoconservative movement is a progressive movement, much like Hitler was also partially leftist, with the socialism, the big government. Well, if you look at these neoconservatives, they are big government Republican flavored socialists. They're progressives. And this is why you find that the neoconservatives and the far left progressives, when it comes to really important things like the things that you were just talking about, United Nations involvement and all that, that's why all of a sudden you hear George Bush talking about the 1,000 points of light and the more credible United Nations. And this is the mentality. But most of these old-fashioned, more old-fashioned folks, like my stepfather and my mother, thank God I brought her out of it. You know, they watch that Fox News, which is a neoconservative network. Now, they give us news in our flavor, and they say a lot of things that we agree with, but this is how the neoconservatives trapped the minds of conservative America. They give you a lot of the information. They say a lot of the things that you believe in. But in these back rooms, they are pushing for big government and beyond federalism, globalism. And that's why, you know, people are like, oh, stop blaming George Bush. My answer to that is, hell no. I'm not going to stop blaming George Bush. I'll blame Obama, too. I'll blame Clinton, too. But I'm not going to give anybody any pass. And, you know, a lot of people don't even realize, as much as we love Ronald Reagan and a lot of the things that Reagan stood for, he had a nickname in Hollywood called Red Ronnie. And if you look at some of his policies with Iran-Contra and the CIA and the overthrow of other governments and huge government Republican-flavored progressivism, this is all New Deal and Republican flavor. The schools, Charlotte Isherby was Reagan's education secretary. And when she started seeing the corporations under the Reagan administration, the corporations being fused with government, she turned around and she said, wait a minute, isn't this corporate fascism? Well, you know how long she lasted. You know, and some of these things are hard for us to swallow. We have been duped by these people.
And we've got tired heads. I mean, look at the destruction and the death trail behind the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. Man, they just keep dropping. Anybody that needs to go before a judge for any reason?
United Nations employee, he was going to, he worked for the United Nations in some capacity. He was set to testify against Hillary, and he had this freak weightlifting accident where his barbell was dropped on his neck. the day he was supposed to testify.
Yeah, look, that's one of a dozen that we can name.
Yeah,
and there's probably at least 36 we don't know about, right?
Oh yeah. kids in Arkansas that
that's the thing about this whole re-election process. I don't think the machine's going to allow itself to be dismantled. So I don't think they either have to tame Donald Trump or he may not make it to the election. Do you understand
what
I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
The machine may take care of him because he threatens the machine.
Well, you know,
the machine doesn't want to lose power at this point. They've come too far.
There were two presidents.
That's what really makes me wonder where this thing's headed when you get down to it. Even if Trump is elected, it seems as though to me the machine will have found a way to control Donald Trump.
Well, look at what happened to John F. Kennedy. Now, a lot of people know that Kennedy was, you know, he was a Democrat.
I'm so paranoid. I hate feeling this way. I swear to God, I hate feeling this way. I never would have thought this in my life as a kid growing up where we didn't have our back doors locked, where we didn't have garages that had security systems. When we grew up, the world that we live in now compared to the world that I grew up in 40 years ago is so, so different. It's frightening.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what they did with Kennedy when he wanted to get us off the Federal Reserve. He wanted to smash the CIA. He wanted to rein in the FBI. And of course, Bobby Kennedy is Attorney General. They both had an attack of conscience, whatever it is you want to call it. But you know, there was my favorite Democrat, I think, in the world was at least he tried to stand up and say, you know, secret proceedings and all of this backdoor, backroom goings on cannot be tolerated, and I'm going to use my high office to smash this into a million pieces. Well, it wasn't a couple weeks later that he gave that speech that he had his brains evacuated from his skull. And then Reagan. Reagan was the president, and remember who was vice president under Reagan? Was George H.W. Bush. Now, George H.W. Bush, the same guy who was, in my opinion, involved in that whole scenario down there in Dallas, well, here he is as vice president, and then some lunatic takes a shot at Reagan, and you know, he was a heartbeat away then from the presidency. And, of course, he ended up making it in there. But we have a CIA director. Look at Russia. We have a Russian president that was former KGB, and over here we had an American president that was former CIA. Does anybody see something wrong with that picture? I mean, really? I think I lost Jeff. Jeff, are you with me? Jeff, I think we lost him. See if you can get him back. I hate to end the show like that with him. But, well, I think you folks are getting where we're going with. Now, folks, I need first of all to thank you folks for the folks that have donated to the show. And any of you out there, please go to Resurrect the Republic. There's a lot of things that we're doing, and we need your support. ResurrectTheRepublic.com. Click on that PayPal. You know, I don't say it often. I only say it when I need it. Well, we're going to need your help now, so step up. And if you have anything in you, please donate to this network. Without this network, we're dead in the water. We'll see you on the other side. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Resurrect the Republic. Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Folks, you know, I was asking you before the break, go to resurrecttherepublic.com or rtrtruthmedia.com for the more of the, a little bit of the Hammonds and the Bundys information. Information about the Hammonds are there. And of course, the Oregon House Journal, the House Resolution from 1868, where the Oregon House rejected and rescinded the ratification of the 14th Amendment. I urge you all to check out that document. But go to resurrecttherepublic.com, click on donate, help us out. And you also please go to RBN. RBN is doing a pledge drive right now. And if you feel so inclined to please support this network, without this network, we would have no voice. And we appreciate everything that RBN has done for us. You know, one of the things I wanted to mention to you that I think another one of those little things that make you go, right? Remember that, you know, while this was going on with the Bundys and all of that, you had hashtag BLM, Bureau of Land Management. And all of a sudden, here comes Black Lives Matter, hashtag BLM. And all of a sudden, all of that, all of the crimes that had been being exposed that the Bureau of Land Management was engaged in, the murder of that, in my opinion, the murder of that doctor for the artifacts allegedly that he had, and the stealing of people's lands and their employees pushing people off and bragging about it, all that stuff. When Black Lives Matter came out with hashtag BLM and hashtag Black Lives Matter, all of a sudden, all of that was just puff, gone. gone off of social media. It's just one of those things that make you know, does Soros sit there and think, you know, we need a Marxist movement with the acronym BLM to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, oh, Lord have mercy.
I want to tell you a couple things about our rally, okay, buddy?
Yeah, go ahead. And we're going to get to a caller after that, but go ahead.
So, look, we know people are concerned about rallies, okay?
Yep.
We have done and are doing a great deal for people's safety and security at both the rally at Austin and the rally up at Wichita Falls.
Right.
We are going to keep this environment safe through the cooperation with the authorities and cooperation of other people of capability, okay?
Yep.
So we're going to have a good time. I want people to understand we're going to have a good time. It's going to be good fellowship. You're going to be able to come out and learn. You're not going to be charged anything. You're going to have live music. It really ought to be something people could come out to and enjoy some time with some people, learn a little something about the Constitution, learn a little something about their rights, learn a little something about how things are getting taken away from them, and learn how to begin to get it back together. So it should be a very positive, uplifting event, both of them. And we're looking forward to people wanting to come out because of that. You know, up in Wichita Falls, we're beginning to attract some political people to these rallies that we have every 60 days because of the way we've conducted ourselves. We have not been a rally like you see on TV. We clean up after ourselves. We leave the property better than when we find it. We care for people. We say hello to the sheriffs. We shake hands. We thank them. So we're trying to do this right, and we'd love to have anybody that can help us get anybody out. We don't believe we have all the answers. We just know that we have to start showing up. And I just want people to know it's going to be safe, okay? We're going to keep it safe. We're going to keep it fun. We're going to keep it enjoyable. We're going to try to keep it productive and educational for folks. And I just think it's really, really important. And I want to thank you so much. You've been so good to us on two or three occasions, letting people know about what we're doing.
Anytime, brother.
You know, and this isn't the easiest thing to do. And I don't want anybody thinking we have all the answers or who's that guy. I'm nobody. I'm an average Joe. And there's a bunch of average Joes with me, a bunch of old vets, a couple new ones that are feeling like it's time for us to begin to prepare for a time when they may turn a bit more vicious on us.
Yeah.
And it starts by putting us to sleep. Apathy is their biggest tool. They've thrown a wet blanket over everyone. And,
one of the strongest words that I could use, and I feel this way towards you and many men like you, is brother. And we're brothers, and it's our duty to stand for one another. It's our obligation to, just because it's what's right. But I think that that's a powerful word. And
it's just the right thing to do, man.
Yeah, man.
It may not be convenient, but it's the right thing to do. Can you imagine being one of those families up there on the Red River? 172 families, 90,000 acres, okay? Mm-hmm. Going to sleep at night. You can't borrow on your property because it's in a federal court. It's in litigation. So the escrow value is wiped out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Period. You don't know if the land that your father before that handed you to farm is going to be yours at the end of this thing. Can you imagine what that must feel like?
Yes.
I I don't want to feel that way.
I've sat with people that have been in that position while I watch them grieve. And I tell you, it brings an anger over any honorable man. It brings an anger over you, and you just want to absolutely break something with the frustration that builds up inside you. So, yes, I haven't had generations of my family's land taken from me, but I've sat there with people and stood for people and will still stand for people that have had it happen to them, and it breaks them in a way that it's a complete antithesis to everything we were founded for. We do have a caller on the line I want to get to. He's been waiting an awful long time. Tom in Florida. Tom, are you there?
Yes. Yes, good evening,
Tom,
gentlemen.
Sorry, yes, can you hear me? So long, bro. Yes, I can. Good.
That's all right, man. Listen, what I want to say is this. That the show's awesome, but what I want to say is this. First off, let's talk about the Bolshevik media. They're a bunch of Bolsheviks.
Well, yeah.
And I can say this. Every white person I talk to here in Florida is all voting for Trump. But the media, I don't know who these Bolsheviks are talking to. You must be talking to Black Lives Matter with these polls. And the La Raza, they must be with La Raza and the Black Lives Matter people. That's who these polls are taking, Rasmussen and all them, I guess. I don't know, CBS, the Communist Broadcasting System. They're all going with, you're interviewing these Bolshevik, Black Lives Matter, the Zionists, and I guess, like I said, and then I know there's a lot of liberal, lily white women in this country. So, however, they don't know what's going on, but if they start watching what's going on in South Africa, maybe they have a different opinion and change their attitude. But
well,
I do believe in the end. I believe in the end we're going to see a big change here in this country, because if Trump doesn't win this election, it is going to be all out disaster for the Northern European males, because then they're going to be put on the spot. And you're talking about land taken away. Well, I live in South Florida. I want every one of your listening audience people to understand this down here is number one rate. It went down to number one city in the worst place to live in the United States. It was on the news. Number two, there's not one white male on the Miami-Dade County Commission, and Broward County's not far behind, and West Palm Beach is going to be like that in the next 10 years. This place has been invaded. This is an invasion force. It's a microcosm for things that come from the rest of the country. And I can tell you this, okay? What's going on is there's a design to destroy the white Northern European males who built this country as the greatest country on the earth's ever seen. But now we've got an obscene bunch of Zionists who are taking over this country and is trying to make the white man such guilt on him. It's disgraceful with these. And they're talking about walls. Look at Israel. It's all walled in. You got the Vatican with that Pope, that dope. You got 39-foot walls around Vatican City. But when they talk about Trump, he's not. He's crazy. Or anybody's ever trying to defend our borders. Without a sovereign border, we don't have a nation. Okay?
Listen, brother.
You're talking about land. You know what? I saw this town as a young man. At 80% white Northern Europeans, we had all kinds of white males on the commission and everything. We're down to 10%. The Miami Herald ran a story in the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. We are down to 10% of the population of white Northern Europeans who made Miami-Dade County, starting with Henry Flagler and the Great Railroad that he made, and all these great men, Todd, all these wonderful men that came to Merritt, and all these great men that came to South Florida. And believe it or not, You don't even hear about these kids. Don't even know who none of these people are. These people in South Florida are so dumb. And matter of fact, you almost have to speak English to live down here. I mean Spanish. Excuse me. You don't hear English, but you hear a lot of Spanish. It's just a design. And what's going on? This is the microcosm. So look at Los Angeles. You got 100,000 gang members in L.A. Does the media ever talk about that? And they're illegally in this country. That's more than the battalions that you got in Texas for the military. You got a major takeover. You got Zionist control in this. Look what they're doing to Trump, because the guy's talking the truth. You got a woman who should be in prison. She's not even a woman. I know what she's a mousy tongue. She dressed like she's Mao. She's a
oh, man. No. He went there.
No, man. It's crazy what's going on in this country. The media is so powerful. Like Ted Turner said years ago, he who controls the media controls the mind. And that's exactly what's going on. You got a bunch of sheeple. Your white women in this country are sheeple because they're watching,
all
this crap. Yeah,
I agree with you. I agree with you that white European males are being demonized and everything else. But you have to understand too, brother, that this is being artificially fomented by Marxists, of course. And I tell you, the shame of it is that I have very mixed emotions, because I have, you know, folks that I served with in the fire department of all races and creeds that did not even give any of this nonsense a second thought. We were all brothers, man. We were raised in the same area, and we were normal minded people that had good parents, Christian parents that raised us the right way. You know, and I hear and I feel what you're saying. Yeah, go ahead, brother. Yeah.
Robert, can I say something? I'm just like you. I got the same background. I got a bunch of great Hispanic friends. I got a bunch of great black friends. But I'm telling you, my wife's Hispanic, okay? So you don't have to even go there. I know everything.
That's cool. By
watching this. But I just want to say this. This is nothing but a design, because there's so much build up to take away the power of these great founding fathers. Let me ask you a question. John Adams made the greatest statement of all. With guns, we are citizens, and without guns, we are subjects. How can you top that? How can you
That's
top
true.
Look at Cuba. Look at Venezuela. With guns, you're a citizen. Without guns, you're a subject. And guess what? Look at Israel. They tell other citizens to walk around with Uzis, and they have walls around their border. They have sovereign borders. And you don't see them taking in 300,000 to 400,000 Syrians, do you? In Israel.
No, I hear you. I hear you, brother.
They got $50 billion out of the United States Treasury the other day for their military. Why don't they get they should get $500 billion to Texas? The defendant's
yes,
border.
Well, I thank you for your input on that, brother. I really do. I can't disagree with you. We're in trouble. We're definitely in trouble.
It's an invasion. This Bartarosov, call it what it is, gentlemen. Call it what it is. An invasion force, and it's controlled by a bunch of Zogs who don't care about the white Christians who made this country. And they're like, you talk about the founding fathers of this country? Look at Benjamin Franklin. You know what his paper said about what's going on when he went to France? Did you ever look at the papers of Ben Franklin?
Yes.
What did he say? What did he say? Then there's your whole show right there. What is Benjamin Franklin saying right now that you better stop coming into this country? In 1776, what was he saying? You better stop these people from coming to the United States, or you won't have a country in 200 years. And that was quoted by Ben Franklin.
Yes, he did. That was his words, and
you know,
he warned us.
Texas doesn't.
He warned us.
Whoa! Our guest is talking, brothers. You calm down a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, brother.
Sorry, brother.
I was going to say that Texas doesn't need federal money. You know, we actually lose $1.4 billion to the federal government. Texas gives them a great deal more than we get back. And I'm about tired of taking care of the colonies. Personally.
I agree with you.
Question.
It's all redistribution anyway.
If you're telling me that Texas is giving money to the federal government, how come their borders are being breached and thousands of kids are coming through that border? Where is the border going?
Because it's a massive redistribution of wealth scheme is what it is. That's been what it's been about from the get-go. They take our money. They don't put the money where they're supposed to anyway. Look, taxation is theft anyway. It's straight up theft. You take money and we do foreign wars of aggression with nations that, you know, most Americans don't even know exist. You know, 190 bases around the world. It's insane. It's a level of the big government. You know, our founders said, ally with none, trade with all, ally with none. And here we have.
Why do we have a Revolutionary War? Why do we have a Revolutionary War? It's over taxes, wasn't it? The Revolutionary War is over taxes? Correct?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So that's your answer right there. The first flag of the United States, I believe, was Don't Tread on Me. Well, we're getting treaded all over the place. This country's being treaded all over. And you know what it is? Back what I'm saying. Look what's going on in France. The French women in that country, the original French women of France, are not even breeding back their race. You have literally going to have to start paying these white women to have children. Hello?
Yes, sir. I wholeheartedly agree with you. And I thank you for your input. I can't disagree with you there. We do have a few minutes left, and just so that our listeners out there get a chance to hear your dates and your venues again, please do me a favor, brother. Share them again. Folks, get your pens, get your devices ready to take this information down. I want you to know where these events are and how you can contribute to them. Can you repeat that for me, brother?
Yeah, let's do one thing real quick and give everybody this.
Yeah.
Go to www.t as in tango, 2 as the numeral 2, p as in papa, - 3 as the numeral 3.com. So it's www.t2p-3.com. Both events are up there on that website. That's the Texas Tactical Patriots website. The events are on, the first one is on August the 6th in Wichita County. That's up on the Red River. That is called Stand Down BLM, which, by the way, some people got confused what that was. We might have a counter protest, but they may find out that we're not really.
Oh, God, no.
I'm serious. We're going to have to educate them and say, hey, look, this is about property, not about you guys. Anyway,
wow.
September the 3rd, That one is at the Texas State Capitol. We're going to be on the east side. We are approved. We have a state representative as a sponsor. We are approved to have a rally at starting at noon on the east side lawn, and we're trying to fill the east side lawn up. It's called We the People. You can go to our Facebook page if you're Facebook people. It's Texans Against Terrorism and Tyranny.
Okay,
that's our Facebook.
I,
page.
I do have them. I do have them up. And what I'm going to do for folks out there, when you go to Resurrect the Republic a little bit later on, you're going to see a tab that's going to say Events, and if you click on that tab, you'll find the Facebook pages of these events. And you'll find ways to contact these folks. And I urge all of you, if you can be out there, I mean, it would be nice, Jeff. I'd like to see as many people come out there as possible. This isn't just a tailgate party, folks. This is an opportunity for us to network, an opportunity for us to educate, an opportunity for us to be educated. About a lot of these things that many people have become so, oh my God, it's so frustrating. But you know, the one thing that I love, Jeff, you know, that I've been doing is I've been sharing the knowledge that I have with a few young folks, and kind of like a private tutor situation. And I've seen these incredible young minds that go through these government schools, and they struggle, and they're not engaged in school, and they have and one of the kids that I teach has supposed ADHD, right? Well, here's a funny thing. When we sit down and he learns from me, the foot doesn't tap, he's not nervous, he's not exhibiting all of these signs of this BS diagnosis, which I found out that the school, for each diagnosis that one of these kids get, they get a financial stipend. So they have incentive now to diagnose these kids. It's sick.
Wow. Let the drugging begin early.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, control the society. And they did it at schools while we were all not paying attention. Shame on us.
Yeah.
I appreciate very much our time together. I can hear your passion. I hope you get a sense of who we are and what we're trying to do. And I hope
it
works.
Lori, my Lori, she's the one that vouched for you. As far as I'm concerned, if she's with you, I'm with you. She's a good girl, and she's got a big heart, and she's fought real hard against that Texas Common Core with Alice Linehan and oh my Lord, they've done such wonderful work.
Alice was on another show this past week with Doc Green, and did such a great job of explaining to people what they don't know, and that's exactly what we're trying to get done. You know what? It's just shocking. George Soros can make one phone call and a city's destroyed. People can have all the rights taken away from them. We can't get them to come out and say howdy.
Well, you know, I'd like to see Soros try and hire his next group of useful idiots to come and protest, and then unionize against him and demand higher pay. Oh Lord, I had to go there. I just, you know.
And we can have a bunch of kiosks at the next rally after that.
Oh Lord, have mercy! Oh, where have we gone? We've gone so far down this road. Yep. You know, I try and explain it to people like this because you know this information goes deeper than what even we teach. But I try and explain it to people like this, especially the people that teach on a little bit deeper level. You know, we have this truck that seriously went off the road and into the mud. And we have to slowly, we got to back this truck up out of the mud. And if we don't back it up out of the mud, we're stuck. We got to do it, no matter how hard it is, no matter how long it takes. You know, hopefully, I don't think we have much left time. So people need to really seriously wake up. You know, spread this broadcast around with the folks that you're going to be networking with. What I'll do is I'll leave a link inside our archives and what I'm going to send you that you can share with our research in it, so that our research links are right there. So whether they get to talk to us or whether they don't get to, they got all the research. We have, you know, 1,500 hours of what we did on our re-edits, 1,500 hours of research put into this one 32-page PDF. And I tell you, it's powerful. It's very powerful. And if people were to really, truly understand the nature of the jurisdiction, boy, I tell you.
If you can't make it down, find a surrogate for us, okay? Have someone talk about this document. Even if they have 10 or 15 minutes to talk about it, they can sit at a table after that. People come by and talk to them. They can get names. And then education work can continue that way. So seriously, if you can find a surrogate that you feel like would represent well, hey, please, we want people to get educated, seriously. And we want people that can bring a lot of people.
I'm going to try and be there myself. I'm going to promise you, I'm going to do everything I can. I really have been one of those guys that have been very active. So if I can't make it, it's for darn good reason. And I don't want to make any excuses. I want to be there. So, you know, it's up to my audience out there. If you guys want me to do this, then, you know, kick in and send a little note with the donation that this is for the trip, whatever. You know, you guys, if you rally behind me, I'll go anywhere. I will go anywhere, and I will teach anybody this information anytime I get an opportunity to do so. Our co-host, who has been taking a little bit of break because he's running for Congress, Bruce Ray Riggs, he's the one that really put most of the deeper part of this research together. And he's running for Congress in the Florida 11th Congressional District. He's paid his own ballot fees. You know, everything has been done by us. And it's not even, he doesn't even, you know, it's not about win or lose. It's about getting there in the debates and educating the other candidates so that they can't sit there and say that they haven't known, they didn't know, they weren't told. We're dedicated. So I really do hope to see you out there.
That's great, man. It'd really be great. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to make your acquaintance in person.
Yes, sir.
Welcome you into the family, so to speak. You're going to find a lot of really, really good guys that are coming together down there from several different locations.
Whenever you advertise for this thing now, even though you may use BLM, I would recommend putting Bureau of Land Management in tiny letters underneath of it.
I did on the stand down BLM. I had to change the name to Bureau of Land Management because we were, I had some very flavorful comments.
Oh, I bet you did. All right, brother, we ran out of time. God bless you and everything that you're doing, and I look forward to having you back on the show and look forward to meeting you in Texas. God bless you, brother.
Take care, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Yes, bye-bye. Sir. Jeff Staggs on Resurrect Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast. His links will be published on Resurrect Republic. You will have them there shortly. God bless all of you, and I'll see you next time.
Interested in photo ops.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.